According to Wright Mitchell, founder and president of the Buckhead Heritage Society, Alexander was often called upon by Atlanta Mayor Ivan Allen Jr. to help bond the city's racial gap. How did that dynamic come about?
When Cecil Alexander returned to Atlanta after his experience in World War II and training in architecture in Boston, he had a deep understanding of the need for dignity for all people. And he came to Atlanta that was still completely segregated. He was appointed first by Hartsfield to a housing committee. The city was dramatically expanding the housing that it was providing for its less prosperous citizens. And what Alexander was dealing with were the demands on the part of the African-American community to be treated equally in the process of providing that housing. And so he had to meet with African-American leaders. Initially, they were on the outside of those advisory committees. During the course of the 1960s, they became part of them. And so what Cecil Alexander did is that he came to understand that the black and white civic leadership, the religious and civic and business and educational leaders, needed to be brought together in order to end the complete separation. And so one example of that is that you had civic clubs like the Downtown Rotary, and that was really an important place where business and religious and political leaders would meet monthly. It's one of those meet and greet lunchtime gatherings, and there would be a speaker and fellowship and all of that. And of course, you had white groups that did that, and you had black groups that did that. So he got together with Don Hollowell, who was Martin Luther King's lawyer, and he proposed creating a new civic organization called Resurgence Atlanta. And Resurgence Atlanta then became an organization where Cecil Alexander used his contacts and Don Hollowell used his contacts, and they came together and formed a group that met monthly at Pascal's.
Pascal's, the longtime historically black restaurant in downtown Atlanta.
Correct. And the choice of Pascal's was really a great one, because here were white civic leaders going to meet in what had been a historically black restaurant in the city, as opposed to the other way around. And again, the symbolic choice of that showed what it is that Alexander was trying to do in terms of also bringing business and civic leaders from white Atlanta into the black side of the city, the heart of the business district on the west side.
As we connect these two parts of Cecil Alexander, architect and civic leader, is, without getting too philosophical, is there some sort of through line that we can follow that connects these two aspects of his life's work?
Right. I think that it's, if you think of what makes American cities work and what makes some American cities more successful than others, it's the role that your business leaders are going to play in the life of their cities. Cecil Alexander was one of hundreds of white people who began to reach across the color line, just as black people were reaching out to try to make that happen. If your business leaders aren't engaged in local affairs, then you're going to have a city that is not successful. And so Cecil Alexander was a leading architect of a very successful architectural practice, but he spent a great deal of his energies seeking to end the color line in Atlanta, seeking basically racial justice for African Americans. And because of that, the city was able to prosper.
So no trite statement to say that both were about building firm foundations.
Exactly.